We're going to talk exclusively about Hawk. For those of you that don't know my other panel members, we've got my sidekick to my right. We've got Behrouz Vita, who is a leading consumer practitioner. And we have Rodney Tao, who is a Chapter 7 trustee. We know that there's a lot of controversy about Hawk. We know that a lot of people disagree with what the Fifth Circuit did. We're not going to talk about that. They've ruled it is the law right now. There may be reconsideration. There may be other things. We don't think it's helpful to discuss whether the opinion is right. We think it's helpful to discuss how you avoid committing malpractice in your practice and how you implement the decision, because we're all going to be living with it. So you'll not hear any complaints about Hawk from us. Some of us think it's parts of it or all of it are entirely right. Some think parts of it or all of it are entirely wrong. We don't care. Who wants to tell us what happened in Hawk, the facts generally? Or do you want me to do that?
You can start it.
Why don't you go ahead?
I have a couple of points that I do want to make on the facts, though.
So Hawk is a case where the debtor had a large retirement account. And the debtor commences a Chapter 7 bankruptcy case and schedules the retirement account. Unknown to the trustee, the debtor begins liquidating the retirement account in part and not rolling it over into a new retirement account. That occurs during the case, some of it early in the case, some of it later in the case. Some of it before the trustee files a notice of abandonment, some of it after the trustee files a notice of abandonment. The trustee, therefore, was fully aware that at the commencement of the case, there had been a retirement account.